youth topics, so I thought that I would like to share them with you.
Okay, thank you. Well, I started the recording, but it's great to connect with you. So what are your topics?
Yes, the first thing that I wrote on my paper, how to avoid the judgment and judging others. And the second one, I put how to resist my ego, to jump directly either to conclusion or that want to explain or to judge somebody. And the first thing that came to my mind sometimes, like how sometimes when the kids need my help, I shouldn't judge, I should not go into explanation, for example, directly, or I should not go into conclusion that they have not done that because or something. So it's like this direct connection that instead of stepping back is to directly either give my willingness, you know, either want to support or want to give that at the, and that's what I thought. I think the judgment comes two times, because the first question, how to stop judging, how to avoid judging people and labeling them and putting them into boxes and maybe have no boxes. So basically just get, you know, this is who they are, this is the ideas that they have, or, but I don't need to box somebody. That's
you're smiling, I'm smiling, what's happening?
Are you willing to embark there? You know, this is what I thought to myself when I wrote this, you know, do you want to go down there? But I thought that's what I feel.
They're really great. Why I smiled was because you are so beautifully connected to development and progress and making yourself into this even more conscious human. And I had this thought about what is Chris going to be like when she has no more things to work on? What's the state or the way, how do you ideally want to be? And there's nothing wrong with these subjects, I love them, but what is it all in service of for you?
Want to be a better, want to be, one is to understand, to feel that, you know, I'm a better person myself, to be at the point where to be better version of myself, basically, you know, just to get into this. And how can I be of a more help to others rather than transmitting everything that I have, the good and the bad, you know, like my kids, I've been thinking a lot, like you, they get to learn a lot from you, but I want them to learn the right thing from me. I want to secure that they have the right, I don't flip too much. I don't, of course, they see that nobody's perfect, but I just, how can I help them maybe to be the best people? Or when I encounter people in my life, how can I, you know, it's not to be liked or not, but it's to be of service in the right way to my community, to my, especially in those tough days in the community, I feel like I'm not a good person to talk about differences. I'm not the right, because this is where the judgment comes inside me, because when I grew up with a lot of ethnics and so on, and that's no problem. When the war started and we were hurt by, you know, like 17 years of your life has disappeared between fleeing left and right and getting what do you say, like paranoid of being killed or losing somebody, maybe the losing somebody, not being killed, created any, you know, much deeper thing, for example, for all the refugees from Syria. I don't have that compassion to them because they hurted me so much when I was a kid. And this was not their fault. You know, if I resonate so well, it has nothing to do with those people. They are, you know, they are victim as much as I have been. But it's this judgment that I hate it. I don't like it because I know it's not good. It doesn't follow my values. It doesn't follow. So I just want to liberate myself from that feeling of judging and accepting maybe people the way they are, and not being driven by my fear that I once lived. Maybe it's it. I did another. It took another turn of your question, but I think this is what because some of the things I feel are against what I believe in, you know, mentally, and you know, it's like I have two person inside me just trying to figure out what to say.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you sharing again the impact of growing up in a country that had war and the impact on you for so long. And it gives more perspective and context for the judgments that you're aware of and talking about. Mm. And the words that you said that really stood out there too were, you want to liberate yourself. Not living in judgment or fear based on your past, that gives a different feeling to the purpose of what you said around having no boxes. At least that's how I hear it. So as I reflect that back to you, what do you hear?
I hear certain amount of like impact of what I lived, and when the circumstances revealed again, how am I reacting to them? Because if you would have spoken to me maybe 5-7 years ago, I would not even lifted this because it would not have been a problem. But when something from the past has been from my past has impacted me, and right now it's happening again, how am I reacting to it? So this is a little bit, but when it's not there, I don't have that dilemma. I don't have that paradox inside. I don't have this kind of what you know, consciously what I have to say and what I really feel. That would not have been, but I think when the circumstances, I'm living them again in another context, even though I'm not living in Lebanon, even though I'm, you know, of course we are impacted by it everywhere. And I hate myself to be not compassionate, not seeing it in a, you know, in a human, or not in a human manner, and only think about my fear.
Yeah, the idea of compassion for others. How's your compassion for yourself?
Well, that's sometimes it goes okay. Sometimes I don't think, yeah, and we discussed that, that sometimes I don't, I think, honor it enough, and I don't, yeah, it's how much am I judging myself? I think I have been learning better and better how to stop judging, and maybe thinking, like yesterday, I didn't feel good. And instead of judging, I just said, what are you resisting? I asked myself, what am I resisting today? What is it that, and then when I thought about it, that is nothing, you know, like this feeling is not existing, because it's like my mind is looking, what did I, when I put my head on the pillow, what did you do wrong today? So it kept on going instead of how good was your day? And this is not fun, of course.
No,
I recognize, like, are you sick? You know, it's like, I was like looking, what did I do wrong today? Where did it, with this? And that was a little bit, it crossed my mind. But this question, what am I resisting, helped me to release this ability to think that there is nothing, Christine, to worry about, you know, just calm down, you know.
How is resisting different than judging?
I don't know if judging is to directly go into conclusion and resisting is to hold on to it. You know, it's like not letting go of it. Or resisting an idea of what I have done wrong, or, you know, maybe they are almost similar if I would think about it a little bit more.
And yet it seemed like there was a different energy you got from asking, what am I resisting versus what am I judging? Is that correct or not?
Mm-hmm.
So for this session, then, do you feel like it's about understanding your mindset and what you do with judging, or what is it that you feel now is most important for us as an outcome or for you in this session?
If I would say that, how do I avoid the judging and, you know, just, as I mentioned, avoid, you know, not going into the boxes thing and liberating myself from that, dilemma.
And what is the dilemma?
That one side of me that is like the emotion, one is the logical side that says something, and the second one is the feeling side that it says something else. Because if I feel like you are not supposed to say this, or you're not supposed to, and of course there is one side that go directly into the judgment, for example, why do I jump into that conclusion?
So how would you know that you had made some progress around this, not judging the two sides of you? What would be different for you that would let you know you'd made some progress?
One, I thought, is to understand maybe what triggers it, or what is it that... you know, and one is to stop it so it doesn't become something that is creating, you know, maybe to be more conscious about it.
Okay, so understand the triggers, how to stop it, or be more conscious. Is there anything else you feel we need to say before we dive in a little deeper or add?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So where do you feel you want to explore first then?
Should we start with the trigger?
Sure. How do you want to explore that?
I think the trigger is when does it happen, or what triggers that, and one, you know, like the judgment, one is triggered by one is triggered by my fear of what I have experienced, maybe past experiences. The second, the second is as well the fear of what could happen. It's like you dress it the worst case scenario. You go into that kind of mood of it's like the example when I don't like kids to play computer games, and I don't like and I think the way I deal with Alexander, my son, is horrible, because every time I see him, you know, it's like I made me crazy if he plays more than the 2 hours or whatever, because I don't know if something happens, you know, how will he be socially relevant later on, or how would that the whole generation would be. So it's of course something that I don't know if this is, you know, sometimes you jump into those conclusions of what could happen. The other trigger is basically of, yeah, of labeling, that, you know, I, you know, if you do this, this is what it means. Of course, the judgment of my experiences, etc.
Well, so far, the two aspects that I've heard, tell me if you agree, is the fear of the past and past experiences that bring fear. Sorry, that's
Yeah.
And then there's almost the fear of the future for your son that you described, as to if his behavior is playing computer games for so long, there's something you fear about his future. And there's another box, I guess, in either direction. I don't know. What's your thought about that?
I think it's about maybe the fear of a danger. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's more that it's danger. And if I would have done it, maybe I wouldn't have been scared about it. You know, I hate games. So maybe if I would have loved games, would my judgment be different? Because this is his answer to me. If you don't like to play, why do you want me to stop playing? You know, it's your problem.
That's a clever answer.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Exactly. 13.
Oh, that's right. He had his birthday recently.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Chris, you use the word danger. And the trigger, what's the trigger?
Something would happen to him, or something could happen. He got sick, or, you know, maybe something would happen that I cannot heal, or I cannot help with it, or I cannot...
My first thought was danger comes physical danger.
Yeah.
Because you literally lived through physical danger when you were in Lebanon. And now you're not in physical danger in Sweden. And yet you perceive that your son is in some sort of danger from playing games.
maybe psychological danger, I don't know, some kind of mental danger, some kind of, or the picture I have about how, you know, what is my, the perfect, the ideal son that I want to have, you know, of course. And that's, am I losing that, or am I, you know, the picture I have of how he should be? That's another.
Okay, well, that one comes back to, that sounds like a judgment. So thank you for your honesty. Is you said you wanted to understand how you're judging, what the trigger was. What's the trigger that you feel like you haven't got the perfect son, or that he's not perfect as he is?
Yeah, it's the judgment that I have, or it's the how I see it myself, and I don't see the other good thing, basically. Instead of me seeing the, you know, all the other good things, like he has good grades, he has good manners, he has, you know, all those things, I only focalize on one element that is that maybe it's because it's not my style, or it's not my way of doing it, then it doesn't become the right way, and it shouldn't, you know, I don't want. And this is a little bit why I, you know, I become judgmental, because if this is not the right way, the way I see it, then it should not, it's not good. That's, yeah, that's again going back to judgment and projecting that I'm right, and maybe who am I to be right?
And who are you to be right?
That's a good question. For him, I think maybe my role as a mom is to protect him, or to secure that nothing happens to him. That's what I feel in that way. What gives me the right, or what gives me the role that I'm supposed to have, maybe being a mom, that's, I don't know, this comes with it, maybe, and maybe because I lived some experience, I learned, I have my past that taught me something, that as well. It could be bad or good.
So again, I just appreciate your honesty, and that there's some aspects to this that feel like they're from your history. There's some aspects that feel like they are as a concerned mother. And then there's the two sides you mentioned. You have two sides of you, and I felt like I hear both of them coming out here with the past and the present and the possible future. So what are you discovering about your triggers when they happen?
I think they are not in the, they are more a projection to the future, could be. If I would say, they are more like a fear of what I don't know, and maybe of my control freak thing, maybe.
What does the control freak need?
Comfort, just to maybe more comfort, maybe more the good enough, that it's not dangerous, it's good, it's okay.
I can't help but think that word came up last session and you talked about comfort and is it about the Bible moments?
Mm.
What's that?
I think this is what I'm trying to do more of, just to get into this this Bible moment, this moment of being content without expectation and with just to be in the present. I think that has been maybe a struggle, it's hard. Maybe it's hard for me, and I recognize it more and more that, you know, I need more to practice. I need more to liberate myself from all those things of looking of, you know, what have you done wrong today, Christine, in your mind, and being happy with what you have, more or contempt or yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so liberate came back again, to feel liberated. You mentioned wanting to get rid of the boxes or have no boxes. So what's going to help you to move in that direction?
Once, you know, one thing that came to mind, who am I to judge? Who gave me the right to judge? You know?
And who gave you the right to judge?
Nobody. It's I gave myself with my way of thinking, I think I gave myself the right to judge, or I think we should not be judging, and we should not be. We might not like what people say, and we might contradict each other. You know, the opinions might not be the same, but we should not. We should differentiate that from. The people, we should differentiate it from taking a firm opinion or forming a firm opinion and getting into this boxing thing. It could be about, anything. It could be about a person that I liberated myself from expectation that I had on her, or, you know, that, yeah, we're friends and, you know, she should be to no expectation there. And that is liberating for me. That's a moment where I felt like, wow, now I don't have any expectation on her. So doesn't matter if she calls, if she asks me, let's go for a walk. But because I have stopped expecting, I stopped. I accepted what it is. And that's something, of course, you know, we talked about, and you helped me. It was like, what do I, you know, what categories people hold, you know? And I think that has been something that it got more into my mind of, you know, a way of thinking.
Can I reflect back something again? So it seems like the process is you judged your friend or your colleague. You realized you were judging. Somehow you stopped yourself and accepted what it was. And somehow you felt liberated.
Mm. That's right.
What did I miss about that process there for you?
I think the circumstances, it's not that you missed. I feel like sometimes maybe this is like a situation where I know that person, and I decided consciously that this, to change the way I look at that person. I think it's more my maybe in the acceptance to start to look at that the way I look at this person is different today. I think maybe it's part of liberating myself from it.
I'm going to grab a piece of paper. So there's something about circumstances that comes into the equation as well. How does that, where does that come into the recognition of the judging?
Either if it's the person is too, one is how much emotionally connected I'm to that person. The second one, I see that what's that impact, the impact on that person on my life. And then the triggers that has, maybe the fear that comes back or the
What are you recognizing?
I think it. I recognize the triggers that again we spoke about. I recognize the that until I change the way I see things, I will not be able to liberate myself unless I stop seeing. Maybe it's one of the things to be aware, like what am I, what is it the label I'm putting here, or what is the expectation I'm having here, and is it in my role? Is it something that I could change? Or is it something I could, is it my job to do anything about it? Am I taking more responsibility to it than it is? Because I tend to do that sometimes.
Tend to do what?
To take more, like I take more ownership, I take more responsibility of it. I just like wanna to do more in it. But I think this is
this is what?
Yeah, this is something that I think it impacts sometimes the way I see things, or the way you could judge this person is, I don't know, not up to it, or not good enough, or not whatever, it's from what I, from my measurement or my standard.
Yes. So I have questions, but I just want to check with you first before how do you feel about liberation, the boxes, the triggers that you're exploring versus when you started? What have you noticed?
They are all like a line connected, if I would say. And And of course, it's all part of, I don't know, it's like what can I do about them? Where does it start from? It makes very much to understand the origins of it, to be able to deal with it, of course, and many times I recognize right now the way I see it, it starts with me reflecting, what is it that I'm doing with it? What is it, you know, I'm labeling it? Where is it coming from? Is it my standard of that people need to live up to? Or is it my responsibility? So, of course, it's like the where everything starts from.
So what do you want to explore now? Because it could go into that, what you just said, or there's a couple of other things you've already said, but where do you feel you need to keep exploring right now? What do you feel you've got enough and want to go to sort of what do I do from here?
I think what do I do from here is how can I make it? How can I stop having that dilemma inside me of maybe it's more feeling that liberation of even though this is your past, it doesn't have to impact your future. It doesn't have to impact the future that you have, or that you don't need to see everything as a danger, you know, because like the brain looks for everything danger to help out, but you know how to shift something to be more maybe positive and to see the good signs rather than the negative ones.
When your brain does that, which it will, just judges, what do you want to say to it that would liberate you?
First thing comes to mind, who are you to do that? Why are, you know, who are you to do that?
What else might be useful?
Where does this come from? Where does this judgment come from? Can I do something about it or not? Is it in my
what's the feeling? I'm sorry.
And what is the purpose of it?
Do you want to say more or shall I?
No, okay. I'm fine. Thank you.
What is the emotion that you most want to experience instead of fear or judgment?
One word came to my mind, but I know it's like sometimes that is maybe this indifference, neutral, you know?
You want to get to a place where it's not triggering you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, fine. You know, there is, it doesn't have any emotional feeling. You know, it's just like, fine. It could be like this. It, you know, it's this calm. It's just like, yeah, I hear you. More.
And how will that support you to let go of the boxes of judgment?
Then I don't need to, then in this way, I don't, doesn't have to, you know, then it doesn't matter. You know, I don't need to put a label on it. I don't need to qualify it to something. It's what it is. And I accept it the way that it's one, everybody is, it's in the same box. So the it's no.
Go on.
There is no differences. Like we could be so, we could have so many differences, but there is no one right, one wrong, one smarter, one not, one whatever. It just we are who we are.
Do you expect yourself to be completely without judgment?
I don't think so, but I don't think I should. I hope so. If I would say I hope so, I don't need, I don't have to judge. But then, or I don't judge the person. I judge what they say. I don't judge the, you know, I don't. It doesn't have to be the person. It could be the different views. It could be the different ideas. Do we judge always? I don't know. Can we be free of judging? Never ask myself. Maybe if we are very spiritual, if you know, if we are very, you know, reach the oneness, we reach like, you know, the guru of the guru, that, you know, we are one and we are good. We are all one and we are all fine with who we are, you know. Maybe, yeah.
So what's the relationship you want to have with judgment in your mind?
Maybe to accept it and to work around it, and not, or maybe not to let it grow. You know, it's like it's there, but it doesn't have to grow. I don't need to nurture it more because it's there and it's always going to be there. But how can I not fuel it?
Great. So what has shifted for you in this whole topic we've been exploring around, or you've been exploring around, judgment and triggers and anything else?
That it's there. It's either you fuel it and it grows, or you recognize it and it stays, and you can contain it more and it stays the way it is. And it goes back to, again, that who am I to judge it? Who am I? I think that's like, why? Why do I think myself superior in anything here to judge? Even though I am a mom, what gives me the right?
Yeah, who are you to judge Alexandra? Alexander, seeing you mention. And what's your answer to that?
I'm his mom to love him and to be show him more what's right, what's wrong, but I don't have to get him to believe in what I myself believe in, because he did not live what I lived. I cannot transfer my fear to him because he did not have that. He did not grow up the way I grew up. He did not, you know, why should I? And I think I need to respect that more. Maybe it goes back that even though for me respect is a value that I really honor, but maybe when I need to use it for the benefit of others rather than only for my benefit, how do I respect that I need to use it more?
Well, that sounds lighter or something. So, well, how do you want to take that forward into an action? Respect.
One is to say, is this the way that you want people to respect you? Is this the way that you want people to? And then I show that respect to others in the whole. I don't only respect them in portion. I see it as a whole. I respect the ideas. I respect the person who they are. I respect the background. I respect no matter. I just need to respect who they are.
How do you do that?
By not judging, by accepting that we have different ideas, that we have different circumstances, we have different way we see things, we respect different each other's opinion. I think this is how I can do it more, and by, you know, like, you see that person as knowledgeable as you are. There is no superiority that I know more than you. And even though I might know in one portion, but you might know in another portion. So who am I again to judge?
That does seem like the key phrase you've come up with in this session is, who am I to judge? How do you keep remembering that? What's something fun or unique?
What is
See
it?
You smiling.
Yeah, exactly. I go back to my horse. To my horse thing, because that's something that has more ingrained in my mind, you know, and in a way that goes back that who am I to judge that I cannot do it as the horse? Who am I to judge that I cannot?
Are you saying horse? As in an animal? You go back to your horse? I don't think I've
heard
about your horse.
It's go back to the work we did around the horse, you know, what have we done there? But it's this, like a person that I could judge before. And then when I got closer to that person, I saw another type of relationship. And maybe this is something to remind me that you, as for me, it was a big overcoming, this hurdle of being scared myself and not being showing it. So it's as well to get, you know, how can I get closer to somebody that I didn't think ever I could be that, and build a relationship with that horse.
Yes, I remember now. You haven't talked about that experience for a while. Ah, the horse experience where you learned to overcome fear of getting on a horse. Oh, excellent. So how does that help you? You just smiled a lot. How does that help you remember, who am I to judge?
Because I at the beginning, I judged very much that this is an animal that I cannot manage, or I cannot, you know, and it's, you know, stronger than me, heavier than me, and then I learned that I can, this animal is just that wants you to be decisive and wants you to just guide him, basically. And I think it's one way to say that, who am I to judge in this circumstances?
What a great thing to remember. I can see you smiling a lot when you think about that. What's the feeling you have right now?
I think I feel good in the way that, you know, it goes back to my action. What can I do to liberate myself? And I think it's to understand where is it coming from, and that I'm not superior in any way to anybody, you know, and even to my son, even to anybody, you know, whatever I have gone through, it doesn't qualify me to be superior.
Well, that sounds like a very sort of solid statement you just made. Do you feel like that's completing the session, or what else do you feel you need to say?
I feel it's good, and I feel good to be able to wrap it up, to get to the point where I could say to myself that, you know, you're not in any way better than anybody.
Okay.
And I think that's a good point to remember, with who am I, you know, to judge.
Yeah. So what about actions? Do you feel like you've got what you need in order to be able to experiment with some things, or do you need more accountability?
I think this is something I want to get it into a certain routine, get it into a certain, as you said, accountability. How can I have a stop before it triggers so many other things? And maybe to remind myself, you know, to start by, I don't know, to remind myself to say it. Like every time, I get up from bed today, every day I say, I'm doing my best, you know, I'm good enough. Maybe to create another tiny habit where I could repeat this to myself. And to start to use it more, to get into into my mind more.
Okay. How will you do that?
I learned that I need to couple it with another habit to do it. I need to figure out when do I do it, to do it frequently. Maybe to start doing it every time I wash my hands. It could be, that could be a good way.
Do you feel that's enough for you? That just...
I will start with that.
Okay.
I will start with that. And I thought about when I look at social media as well, could be something that I could say to myself without judging people, what they do and what they put and where they are, you know, if they are even better, you know, could be something to think about.
Great. All right. Well, again, thank you for your great exploration, and if you're okay, I think we need to complete for now. And
yeah,
I wish thank you so all much. The best, and we'll see where you're at in 2 weeks' time with that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carly.
All right.
Have a good week.
Thank you. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.